感恩节刚过。
Thanksgiving has just been has been passed.
刚刚弟兄讲 Christmas 又来了。
Christmas is coming.
其实感恩节我们在这里交通知恩感恨。
And we share how to give thanks to the Lord.
盼望我们今天心里面有点负担，来交通一件三个方面。 是交通到流露神恩典的人。
And I have burden today to share a man who manifests the grace of God.
第二个是讲到活出神话语的人。
A man who lives out the word of God.
第三个是归荣耀给神的人。
And a man who glorifies God.
因为这个心里的感觉就是我们有个祷告。 就是愿主耶稣基督的恩典、天父的慈爱跟圣灵的感动常常与我们同在。And
my prayer is that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father and the movement of the Holy Spirit be with us.
我们再有点祷告。Let
us pray.
主啊，我们把这一点点一个信息的时间仰望交托在你手里。
Lord, we leave this short message time to your hands.
是你说话的时候,
it is time that you speak to us.
孩子实在是不配,
I'm not worthy.
但是主啊, 你叫我们在一起经历你的恩典，经历你的话语。
But you let us into your grace and let us into your words.
叫我们在这里接着你圣灵点活你的话。
And may your Holy Spirit make your life, words life to us.
好叫我们彼此的在这里劝勉。
And so we can encourage each other.
好叫我们在你里面能够在你里面有长进。So
that we can grow in you.
在这样子一个节期的时间，我们真正里面有喜乐，有平安。Let
us have this true joy in this festival time.
愿荣耀颂赞归给你。May
glory and honor be to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。In
Jesus' name we pray.
当弟兄在我们念的诗歌，选的姊妹弹的琴里面的韵，还有待会我们读的圣经以及弟兄姊妹的祷告，其实都在我们的信息的里面。All
the hymns, the melodies, and the verses are all in the topic of today.
我们是在一个灵里面。We
are in the same spirit.
我们是在他的生命，生命在我们的里面。Because
his life is in us.
刚刚我们读到说到生命在他里头。We
just read that in him was life.
因为如果我们要像我们的光也要照在人前有好行为，我们一定要知道那里面的光。If
our light should shine before men, we need to know the light within us.
生命在他里头。In
him was life.
一切被造的生命都是从他而来的。Through
him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
是说到他是生命的源头。He
is the source of life.
他说这个生命跟人的关系，他说是人的光。And
how it relates to man's life. This his life is the light of man.
当我们在约翰福音讲到这个生命的时候，是指着那一个 infinite, eternal, unchangeable the life.
这个约翰福音所讲到，这是一个永远不改变的生命。是那个丰盛、无限、无始无终、永不改变的生命。这个生命在人里面，就成了人的光。This life within us become our light.
当神借着他的话、借着道创造万有的时候。When
God created heaven and earth and everything through his words.
因着他的神性叫我们知道是无中生有。
And because for his divine power we know that it's out of nothing. He created all things.
我们弟兄在这里在 Kansas City 做研究的工作，我真的夸奖他说他差一点就拿诺贝尔奖金应该是。
And one of our brother who had research work in Kansas City, I said his work is so superior that he almost got a Nobel Prize.
他说这个我发现，我只不过是发现。
He said, I only had a discovery.
神藉着万物创造万物无中生有的时候, 人跟其他的受造物不同在哪里呢?
What's the difference between man and all the other creatures when God created all things out of nothing?
神启示告诉我们, 人有光,
because we have the revelation from God, we have the light from God.
这个光叫亚当能够明白神说这个字你可以吃，这个字你不能吃。
And by this light, Adam can understand that the fruit on this tree you cannot eat. But
so他没有excuse说他不顺服神。
And so Adam has no excuse not to be submissive to God.
亚当可以跟神交谈，他能够给一切牲畜、牲畜、飞鸟跟走兽起名字。
And Adam can talk with God, and he can name all creatures.
他还能够认出神为他造的那个配偶，说这是从我骨中的骨、肉中的肉出来的。
And he can recognize the woman that God has created for him. He said, "This is my flesh and flesh, and bone and bones."
所以人本身的人性在整个被造的过程里面有一个独特的点，这生命就是人的光。So
we are unique because we have the light.
有一个人呢，他叫做约翰，人家称他为施洗约翰。There's
a man named John who's called the Baptist John.
他来是为这个光做见证的。He
comes to testify for the light.
那就是那个照在 所有生在世人的那个真光,
and that light was the true light and shine upon all the earth.
就在每一个人里面的光,
the light is within every man.
他说黑暗不能扑灭这个光,
and the darkness cannot overcome this light.
但是这个光要来到这个世界,
but this light comes to this earth.
世界是借他造的,
and the world was created through him.
世界却不认识他,
but this world don't know him. He comes to his own place, but his own men do not receive him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友，幽暗的世界不要你，我告诉你，今天你活在这个世界里面，知道幽暗的世界，这黑暗从来，但是这个黑暗却从来没有消灭这个光。
And even you know this world is so dark, but this darkness never overcome this light.
光到处都有。
And the light is everywhere.
但是人是不是顺从这个光，因为犯罪的关系，那就是另外一个问题了。But
do we truly obey this light? It's a separate question.
人没有顺从这个光，没有行在中间，所以说他说人是行在走在黑暗的里面的。And
man did not receive this light, man did not obey this light, so they walk in darkness.
这是因着他的道成肉身，因着这光来到世界上，给人有一个机会。 凡接待他的就是信他的名的，他就赐给他权柄，做神的儿女。
And the word became flesh and come to this earth that whoever believes in believes him have the privilege to be the son of God.
这是所有蒙恩得救人的经历。This
is the experience of all who has been saved.
使徒约翰也说,
and Apostle John said,
他说从他的丰满里面呢，我都接受了。And
we all received His richness.
是什么呢? 是恩上还要再加恩。
It is grace upon grace.
在原来的恩典上面还要加上恩典，一个恩典还要接着一个恩典，又是一个恩典，都是恩典。
It is one grace upon one grace. It is all grace.
所以我们今天讲到恩典的时候,
so today we talk about grace.
它就是那一个本有神的形象, 不以神自己同等抢夺，反倒虚己成了奴仆形象的那一位，成了人的样式的耶稣基督。It
is the Christ, Jesus Christ, who had image of God, but don't consider him equal with God to be granted, and empty himself and humble himself to come to this earth.
恩典就是那位，他原本富足，也却为你我成了贫穷，叫你我因着他的贫穷可以成为富足的主耶稣基督。And
the grace is this man who was rich become poor for us, so that through his poorness we can all become rich.
道成肉身太严肃，太大哉！敬虔的奥秘，神在肉身显现。Oh,
how great is the mystery of godliness, that God revealed himself in flesh.
显现的恩典，叫我们知道这个恩典就是他的自己。
The grace manifested itself that we know that truly the grace is himself.
神把恩典给我们，不是给我们一点点，这个一点点东西，那一点点东西，是那个一点点东西。
God not just give us some things as grace.
神给了我们是他的自己。
What God gave us is himself.
整本约翰福音来见证，说到耶稣基督的见证，就讲到三件事情：光、爱、生命。
And the whole Gospel of John testifies three things: the light, the love, and the life.
是光，是生命，是光，是爱。
He is the light, he is the life, and he is the love.
当我们讲到我们也有发我们的身上的光在好行为的时候，我们可能只有爱，却没有把人没有办法把生命，好像不能把生命给人。人碰到的是死的。
And sometimes we may have good deeds, but we do not have this true light shine toward the world, that they cannot have the true light.
好像我们能够把爱给人，却好像人还在黑暗的里面。
Sometimes it seems that we give people love, but they're still in darkness.
那个不是神的心意。
That's not the will of God.
神的心意是叫我们在我们的身上能够得到的恩典，得到主的自己，也能够流露出神的恩典，主的自己有生命，有光，也有爱。
And the gospel is that we not only receive grace, but we can also manifest grace and have his life, light, and love.
将讲到这个器皿的时候，就要讲到神怎么样在这个器皿上能够制作。说，所以说神说，你们是我手中的杰作，在耶稣基督里造成的。
We're truly his vessels, and we are his masterpiece made in Christ Jesus.
所以叫我们这个人能够成了一个透明的器皿，能够彰显神的恩典，能够流露神的恩典。
May we be a transparent vessel that can manifest his grace.
我们要知道，神的恩典不是在我们肉体中发表的。
We know that God's glory is not manifested in our flesh.
In bodily form.
In bodily form.
我们的 bodily form 不可能是叫我们这一个是在这一个新造的形式里的 form 里面能够来透露来流露神的恩典。
It is only through this new creation that God's grace can be manifested.
恩典是神的自己。
The grace is God himself.
人流露神的恩典是流露他的自己，是白白得来也白白的出来的。
And the manifestation is himself, and we got freely, and we should manifest freely.
恩典是他那恩待那忘恩的人、作恶的人，所以流露恩典不是单爱那个爱他的、爱我们的人，也不是单爱那个不是单善待那个善待我们的人。
And it is grace that not just love those who love you, and not just credit only love those people who are kind to us.
我不知道你们有没有读过橄榄出版社的一本书，叫做《Titanic》，叫做《铁达尼号上的最后英雄》。
And have you ever read a book called The Last Hero from Titanic?
这个书里面讲到有一个牧师叫做 John， 约翰 Harper。
There's a pastor called John Harper.
他也是现在在英国 Harper Memorial Church 的开主事界的他开始的。
And there's a church called Harper Memorial.
Yeah, Harper Memorial Church.
Memorial Church was started by him.
你们想他这个铁达尼号大概都讲爱情故事。
You saw about this. It's all about a love story, a romantic love story on this Titanic.
我是在讲流露神恩典的人。
But my topic is a man who manifests the grace of God.
这一个 John Harp, 他带的他是一个 pastor, 他是一个 shepherd.
This man, John Harper, he's a pastor, he's a shepherd.
他当他要到牧地神学院去被邀请去第二次去讲道。
He was invited by the Moody Seminary to preach there.
他带了他的女儿，唯一的女儿， 搭上了这一条铁达尼号的船。
He brought his only daughter to this Titanic.
因为铁达尼号在沉没前的一个晚上，这是事后有活的人哈说的，他在甲板上面热心的向一个年轻人传福音，带他信主。
And according to the words from some survivors, that the night before the ship sunk, and this pastor was passionately shared gospel to a young man and led him to Christ.
当铁达尼号撞上冰山的时候，这个 Harper 牧师就把他的六岁的女儿送上了救生艇。
And when Titanic hit the iceberg, that the pastor Harper sent her daughter to the life.
他跟他女儿讲，他说爸爸还会跟你在基督里相会。
And he told his daughter that dad will meet you again in Christ. We'll meet you again in Christ.
然后他在那边就开始帮助别人。
And then he started to help others.
他说让妇女、儿童还没有得救的人先上船。
He said, let women, children, and the unsaved get on the boat first.
Did you get it?
你知道我为什么这么说？
没有多久，这个船沉，怎么沉的？你们都看电影都看了，不用我讲。
Soon after the ship sunk, and you have all seen the scene through the movie, so I don't have to describe it here.
在死亡名单里面，江哈他也是其中之一。
And his name is on the list of those who died.
有一个后来存的这个活，就是被救，就是说被救的在救生艇上的人回忆这个牧师跟他讲的话。
And the woman who was on that lifeboat, he tried to recall what the pastor has said to him.
因为他把他的救生衣脱下给他穿。
Because the pastor took off his life jacket and put it on this man.
他说你不要替我担心。
He said, the pastor said, don't worry about me.
我不是往下走，我是往上走。
I'm not just coming downward, I'm coming upward.
See the faith. 你是看到那恩典在他里面，他的流露，他的服侍，他在那里，然后还迫切的那个时候，后面人回忆的时候，他迫切的为向人传福音，甚至于掉到海水里的时候。
And he is so passionate about sharing gospel even to the people who is floating on the sea.
向一个年轻人传福音。
He spread share the gospel to a young man.
他跟这个夫这个年轻人后来是很少几位一个救活的人啊。
And this young man was among those few who were finally saved.
那个时候他两个人都在一个碎片上，他说你是不是得救的人？你信耶稣基督吗
？And they were on some fragments of the floating on the sea, and he said, "Are you saved?"
你说没有。
And the young man said, "No, I'm not."
他说你要信靠主耶稣基督必得救。
And he said.Believe in Jesus Christ, and you will be safe.
书上写着海水冲浪冲上来，然后分开，又一后来几分钟以后又把他们冲在一起。
And sometimes the wave separated these, separated them, and sometimes the wave brought them back together.
他又问说你得救了吗
？And he asked again, Are you safe?
没有。
No.
他又跟他说信靠主耶稣，你必得救。
And believe in Jesus Christ, and you will be safe.
这个书上记录，这是这个牧师最后的一句话。
And according to the testimony, that this is the last word of the pastor.
四年以后。
Four years later.
所有的生存的人在一起。
Yeah, and all the survivors got together.
我好感动，是因为我说我们那个福音传的什么没有味道的感觉。
I'm so.Touch because I thought about our own gospel. Why we don't have such a taste?
主啊，赦免我，我们的恩典的流出好像不是这样子的信心里面所产生的行为。
And Lord, forgive us that what we manifest seems don't have such a face.
不是这样子，好像把那个光照在人的面前。
And seems no such light before man.
但是四年以后，这一个在这个得救的这个年轻人，在加拿大，他们所有的人在加拿大多伦多聚会。
And four years later, all survivors gathered together in Toronto, Canada.
他为, 他做见证,
and the man testified.
他说这位牧师这一位里面有恩典的人 能够怎么样在自己的生命最后的一刻的时候 能够把他带领归向主。
And he shared how this pastor, this man who has grace in him, and spread the gospel in his last breath and brought him to Christ.
你能够对人在危难的时候，生命危机的时候，有这个信心说， 我是要往上走的吗？
Can you tell other people when you're in a critical moment of your life that I'm going upward?
当人们要上挤着要涌挤上救生群，欢迎你，欢迎你的时候，
When people are fighting for a get on a seat on the lifeboat,
人人想救自己的时候，
When everyone wants to save themselves,
他因为认识这一个耶稣基督的恩典，
Because he knew the grace of Jesus Christ.
这个生命就是人的光， 在他接受耶稣基督， 他活在光中， 这个恩典在他里面， 当他流露出来的时候， 他可以像 manifest 彰显那一个舍己的爱。
And this life is within him, and when he has this grace, he can manifest great love.
And
love, sacrificing
love.
And let us ponder on a man who lives out the words of God. Through grace, Lord Jesus Christ gave himself to us. He said, I am the bread of life.
Yeah,
I am the bread of life.
他说有的人跟着他走的时候只想要饼，
and so many who followed Jesus only want the bread.
但他说他是饼，
but Jesus said, I am the bread.
他吃的是他自己，
I give myself.
Yeah. 所以说当主耶稣在道成肉身的日子，
when Jesus was in the days that the word became flesh.
Yeah, 有一个专有名词叫做
Incarnation,
the time frame 的时候， 他说他总是把人， 向人把神的心啊， 把它解开。
He always reveals the heart of God to man.
他让人看到父神的心意。
So that through him, people can see the will of God.
这个人里面受到光照的时候， 他就从那个黑暗里就出来了。
When man was enlightened in their hearts, they will get out of the darkness.
约翰福音记得有个故事，就是那医好38年躺在毕士大池子旁边的那一个瘫子。And
one example is in John that Jesus healed a man who was paralyzed for 38 years.
主说话，耶稣对他说话。And
Jesus spoke to him.
你要好吗? 你要痊愈吗?
Do you want to get well?
起来, 拿起你的褥子走。
And raise up and carry your mat and go.
那个毕士大池子, 每一年, 据说他有水会开始搅动了, 天使一搅动, 人一下去, 就病就得好。
You have some fairy tale that, from time to time, angels will come down and stir the water, and whoever came first will be healed.
主没有叫他说, 你下水去。
And the Lord didn't speak to him that get down to the water.
你有爱心,
or maybe you have some love and you help this man into the water.
No.
That's not the case.
他说起来,
and Jesus said, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
他又讲一句, get up.
And Jesus said again, get up.
然后他跟我说, 你要注意哦, 你现在已经痊愈了, 但是不要再犯罪啊, 恐怕你犯, 你遭遇的事更加严厉。
And be careful, you have been healed. Do not sin again in case what you get is worse than what you have.
你知道神的道成肉身, 他说这一位耶稣基督, 成了肉身的基督, 他里面的神性是永远跟他同在的。
And you know that through incarnation, the deity is always within Jesus Christ.
但他也是一个没有犯罪的，是一个完全的人。
Because, but he's also a perfect man who never sinned.
他说，我说话不是凭我自己说。
He said, I speak not according to myself.
是住在我的父里面来做他的事。
But the Father within me and do his own work.
他说，从神来的就说神的话。
And the man from God will speak God's word.
所以说，他说我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And what I speak to you is the spirit and the life.
父神的旨意。
The will of our heavenly Father.
借着子发表。
Can be manifested through the Son.
灵神工作。
And the spirit works.
成就。
And accomplish.
三位一体的神，同尊同荣，从不分开。
And this triune God, they have the same honor and they will never separate.
从永远到永远。
And from eternity to eternity.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
道成肉身，居然神要把这样子一个丰富告诉我们。
And through incarnation, there's such a richness that God will give it to us.
那个不是仅仅单单的庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。 你要想到这个诞生的整个的过程，道成肉身是大灾近前，是关乎神的一个奥秘，但是不是秘密，是像你我愿意开启的。
And so this festival time, this is not just a celebration of a birthday. It is through this incarnation that God gives His riches to us.
神说话，这个人就好了。And
God speak, and this man got healed.
约翰福音八个时期，每一个都是神说话就发生。
And the eight miracles recorded in the Gospel of John, every time God speaks and miracles happen.
父在他里面，他借着他道成肉身的耶稣，把父神的心意要医治，要拯救的心意告诉要被拯救的人，那圣灵就成就，只要他愿意。
The Father is within him through this incarnated Christ. Every time he speaks, He manifests the will of God to save all the sinners. We are all very familiar with the story of Zacchaeus.
还记得哈?
You may still remember.
这就在耶利哥那个做税吏长那个。
This chief tax collector in the city of Jericho.
他说他是从前是财主。
And he was very rich.
是以财作主。
And his Lord is Mammon, his money.
耶稣经过耶利哥的时候，他爬上桑树，记得吗？然后耶稣要看耶稣，耶稣从那里经过，结果耶稣一看到他说：“撒该下来。” And
when Jesus passed Jericho, and Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, he climbed up a sycamore tree.
Yeah, 他就告诉撒该：“你下来。”然后说：“我必在住在你家里。”
And Jesus told him, Zacchaeus, come down, and tonight I will stay in your house.
他就快快下来接待耶稣。
And he just came down quickly and received Jesus.
凡接待他,
those who receive him.
那个结果,
and what's the result?
叫一个以财为主的人变成称主耶稣基督为主。
And the man whose his previous Lord is money, but now he called Jesus Lord.
他说, 我对穷人啊，有一半的我都给穷人。那个如果我讹诈了谁的时候呢，我就还他四倍。
He said, I will give half of my fortune to the poor, and if I ever cheated anyone, I will pay back four times.
对穷人的态度整个变了。It's
a completely changed. He's completely changed.
他能够流露出一个不同的生命。
He can manifest a totally different life.
有怜悯的心。A
heart of mercy.
他对错误、对罪。 有悔改，从抓到给。
And a heart of repentance of his previous sins, a heart that that's willing to give.
从讹诈到加倍还伤，加倍的还伤偿还。
And a heart that whatever he cheated, he wants to pay back four times.
我不知道你们听到撒该的故事的时候，你是讲他还是讲你啊，讲你我。
When you heard the story of Zacchaeus. You think about just him or yourself. Maybe we're all very righteous.
Maybe we're all very righteous. 真的是，哎呀，我常常觉得是你们这个，你不像基督徒。
And just as this morning, when we in this group of
in
the Sunday school of gospel, sharing gospel, that a brother shared, I often feel like I'm not a Christian. But another sister shared that don't forget that you have a higher standard behind you.
Yeah, 就有一个兵啊，打仗打败了草嘛。
And in ancient China, in the Wei Dynasty, there was a soldier fleet from war.
那跑到一百步远一点的，跟那个跑到五十步人呢，跑到一百步人跟五十步人讲说，哎，你给那个五十步就笑百步。And
this soldier who fled for about 100 steps, and another soldier who just ran about 50 steps, he laughed at. The one who ran away for 50 steps, he laughed. He said, you're such a coward. You run 100 steps away. But they all ran from the battlefield. They're all in the darkness.
但是只要蒙到主耶稣基督的时候，在他生命里有慢慢逐渐的改变。
But when we met Jesus Christ, our life, within us, he will gradually change.
为什么？因为这个道是活的。
Because this word is living word.
这是有能力的，有功效的。
It's powerful. It's effective.
所以圣经上告诉我们，好像一个两刃，有两刃的那个剑， 一下把你穿，就给你破开来了。
Like a double-edged sword.
它一下子就把这个不是该杀杀该哈，穿透了。
Kasturas, not the Zacchaeus.
Our
spirit and soul, our bone and marrow, and our thinking and thought, it will separate.
主没有责备他。
God didn't scold him.
恩典是公平的。
And the grace is fair. And it's free.
但是神的话落到人的心里的时候，被造的没有一样在他面前不是显露展开的。And
when the word of God came, and all creature is open before the Lord who created them.
并且这个主的话当到落到人的心里的时候，叫人跟主有一个实际的生命经历的关系。And
when the word truly comes to our hearts, we can truly experience in our life.
可以让人能够得到安慰。
And we can be comforted.
也能够把这个安慰能够流露出去，能够安慰人。
And we can manifest this comfort and comfort the others.
这个出去的不是只有神的话而已。
It's not just the word.
不是只有真理而已。
Not just the truth.
乃是充充满满的有真理也有恩典。
Full of grace and full of truth.
它不是一个单单一个道理一个教训而已。
It's not just a doctrine. It's not just a teaching.
叫人不得动弹。
So that it's kind of put a bondage on.
叫人被定罪。
And it's not just condemning people.
这个撒该是应该被定罪的。
And Zacchaeus should be condemned.
那个讹诈的意思就是恐吓，然后要挟，然后这个勒索。
Because he threatened and cheat and threaten people.
不是我加油添醋，你去查原文是这个意思吧？
I didn't exaggerate. It truly mean that.
我妹夫走了以后，我妹妹家里挂了一件我妹夫的西装，她一直不肯拿掉。And
when my sister's husband left. She had one of his suit hanging in her house, and she don't want to take away. It's covered by dust. And every time we went to her house, we said, just let it go.
He won't. She won't.
She won't.
有一天，他读圣经，他告诉我。
One day she read the scripture and she told me,
神在他的圣所,
in his holy place,
做孤儿的父。
And God is the father of the orphan.
做寡妇的伸冤者。
And the justifier of the widow.
神的话叫他人里面得安慰。
And God's word comfort her inwardly.
我再去他家西装拿掉。
And when I went to her house again, that suit was gone.
是以后他跟弟兄姊妹在一起，他能够分享那个安慰的话语。
After that, she can comfort other brothers and sisters when she shares.
弟兄姊妹在雅各书里面很明确的说出来，神当他按照他自己的旨意，用神的话生了我们。
And the book of James told us clearly that God gave birth to us according to His word.
他叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像一个初熟的果子。
So we are like the first fruit out of all creatures.
Yes, 不要忘记圣经的意思，指的初熟果子，当然是指基督讲的。
And we know clearly that the first fruit refers to Christ.
但是雅各告诉我们，他你我在真道上重生了以后，得到生命了以后，他说就好像一个初熟的果子。
But James said that we have this new life just like the first fruit.
你我里面有生命，但是不要忘记了，我们生命很幼嫩，需要长成，需要神的话，神自己的那个自己来自己的喂养我们。那不是那个饼吃饱就好，而是那一个神的自己来叫我们。生命更丰富。
We have the life, but our life is still tender. We need to grow and we need to be fed by the word of God.
所以雅各继续说，他说这个道又栽种在你的里面。
And James said that this word has been planted in your heart.
这个道就是能够救你灵魂的道。
This word is the word that can save your soul.
所以他后来讲说，你听道必须要行道，你必须要把这个道能够真实的表现出来。
He said, you should not only just listen, but walk.
因为他知道在我们的身上要跟随神的话语的时候有个很大的阻碍，就是我们这个肉体。
But you know that there's a very big obstacle, it is our flesh.
所以弟兄在我们讲说，你知道吗？你要有十字架。
So our brothers shared to us that you need to carry the cross.
接着还是接着原来神这耶稣道成肉身的时候所完成的那一个实际。那个十字架的恩典能够叫我们把人的魂对付掉，然后叫我们魂能够得救。
And through the cross that our Jesus Christ, that our soul can be dealt with, and that our soul can be saved.
充满神话的人是充满基督的人，弟兄姊妹。
A man who full of the word of God is a man full of Christ.
能够叫人在我们身上碰到主的自己。
That people can meet Christ through us.
所以说是使徒约翰后来讲，他说这个弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血跟你他所见证的话。
And Apostle John shared later that brothers who overcomes him because the blood of the Lamb and the word they testify.
他说一个那个为神应该为神话语发出口的人，他是为耶稣基督做见证的。
And a man who speaks for God is a man who testifies for Christ.
那个话是为耶稣基督做见证的。
And it is for the testimony of Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
叫我们因着他道成肉身，先解释了神的自己，让他跟我们里面圣洁借着圣灵像成，因为他的话是生命是圣灵，让他的话落在我们的心田里面，叫我们的人被更新被变化，是一个充满话的人，也能够流露主神的话的人。
And thank the Lord that the word became flesh and truly revealed God himself to us, that for us who have followed this word and life can manifest his life.
人成了神的样式是多么的重要，大在近前事。
It's such an important thing that we're to be like God.
我们再往
前。Oh, how great is this mystery that God manifests himself in the flesh.
我们再往前讲，我们要有是一个归荣耀给神的人。
And thirdly, we need to be a man who gives glory to God.
是把荣耀要归给神的人。
And a man who glorifies God.
我们说到荣耀，我们知道在摩西的时候，他告诉我们是神。他说你我是一个光，但是你不能够，你看到我的面的时候，看到这光你不能存活。
And when Moses asked God to show his glory, then God said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. And the Lord said, there's a place near me where you may stand on a rock. In Christ Jesus, we can see the light of God reflected from him.
整个救恩的目的,
the whole purpose of salvation,
神有一个心意,
God has a will. Because man were created in the image of God. And the man sinned for short of the glory of God.
今天神叫在耶稣基督的身上显出神自己的荣光。
But then now the glorious light has been revealed through Jesus Christ.
但是他主要的目的，他要成为一个救恩的元帅，要顶众子进入荣耀里去。He
becomes the general of salvation and to let many sons into his glory.
这位道成耶稣的道成肉身的基督，the
incarnated Christ.
他是受过试探的，在肉体上里面，在他的肉身的时候，他受过试探。He
has been tempted in his flesh.
但是不要忘了，他的神性是永存，他没有犯罪。
But don't forget, his deity is there forever.
He
never sinned, and through death, he destroyed the one who had the power of
death.
But he has died but resurrected, and he lived forever, and he held the keys of the door to the Hades.
所以圣经里面启示告诉我们，他说他是一个为万物所属，本来是万物就归给他的人，他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
And the scripture told us that he is the Lord, that everything is unheard of, and he will let many sons into this glory.
他在十字架上我成了。On
cross he said, it is done, finished.
现在神的吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的 的神已经要照在我们的心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光是显在耶稣基督的面上。
And the God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. That we know that this glorious light comes from the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他说我们自己啊,
He said, so ourselves,
我们不可能发光,
we cannot shine ourselves.
但是我们可以能够显出神的光,
but we can manifest the light of God.
所以说他说，但是你们要注意，要小心点，因为他用摩西做个例子。你要知道，你们要把那个心里啊，什么时候你归向主的时候呢，那个帕子就离开挪开了。But
be careful. Remember the example of Moses. Whenever the veil has been taken away, then the heart was turned to the Lord. Because we need to see the glory of God with an open face, that it will be glory upon glory.
So that is like
the to be transformed in the likeness of God, as if turned from the Spirit of God.
那个重点，你是怎么能够把帕子拿开呢？
The focus is how can we remove the veil?
是我们的心什么时候归向神？
Whenever our hearts turn to the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
你知道一个帕子叫我们遮被遮蔽。
And you know that the veil covered our heart.
因为叫我们看不见主的荣光。
So that we cannot see the glory of God.
所以我们要把这个帕子挪去。We
need to remove this veil.
这个帕子是一个隔绝。And
this veil is a separation.
他说要跟不能够跟圣灵交通，圣灵没有把他的事，没有办法，似乎好像不能把他神已做成的事要做成在我们的身上，叫我们能够彰显神的荣耀。Separate
away the fellowship of the Holy Spirit so that what God has accomplished cannot be achieved on us.
这是心理。
This is within us.
是我们里面叫我们心里的帕子要拿开。
It is a veil in our hearts. It needs to be taken away.
你外面呢?
How about outwardly?
外面他说你们要被磨成神儿子的形状。
You need to be molded into the likeness of God's son.
他说你软弱的时候啊，是圣灵在为你祈求。
When in the weakness, it is Holy Spirit that prayed for us. Because Spirit knows the will of God.
为了那个永远的旨意，他才调动万有。
For that eternal purpose, all things work together.
叫这个软弱的能够知道，能够晓得万物都效，万物都互相效力，是叫爱神的得益处，得什么益处呢？
And so that we can know that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him.
所以我们在医院里面，当一个弟兄、一个姊妹，他在为这个病痛为难的末了的时候，你我们或者说在他微信去看望他说，你说主啊，我奉你的名。
And so that sometimes when we go to see brothers and sisters who are kind of in the last few steps of his life.
求你在这里调动万有。
We pray that, Lord, in your name, that we command that all things work together. Everything is under your control. All things come from you. And will stand because of you. And the glory will be give glory to you.
所以我向你祷告，求你在这里调动万有，医生、护士、开刀、神门人、病床、所有家人、所有的人的心思、所有的万有。 都求你叫在这里叫你调动。
And that I pray that no matter the doctor, the nurse, and everyone else, they work for the same purpose.
叫他得益处。
So that we have benefit on this brother.
叫他被磨成你的样子。
So that he can be molded into the likeness.
不一定要被接回家嘛。
Not necessary, he will be led back to the heaven.
主要怎么做，我们不知道。主的旨意成就，那就是最完美的。
Whatever God plans to do, as long as his will gets accomplished, it is the most beautiful.
当然，我们有私心，跟主后面还要讲，对不对？主啊，你医治他，你来是为了医治他的，对不对？
But obviously, that we have our own consideration, we will always pray that Lord, you come to save the sick.
但明白真理人就说：“主啊，这是按照你的意思，不要按照我的意思。”
For us who truly know the truth,
因为你知道他最多，你按照你的意思，他最享福。
We'll pray that the Lord, it is according to your will.
对，磨成神儿子印象是三位一体神的工作。
And it is the work of the triune God that will be molded into the likeness of His Son.
因为圣灵在做事是按照神的旨意，神的旨意是要把它磨成神儿子的样子，要把它引到荣耀里去。
Because whatever Holy Spirit acts, it's for the purpose of let us into the will of who will mold us into the likeness of His Son.
也是他的旨。 他基督在里面所彰显的爱，因为他告诉我们，没有人能够控告你哦。
It is because of the love manifested in Christ that told us that nobody can condemn us.
是神称你为义的哦。
Because it is God who justifies us.
没有任何事情能够与你叫你与神的爱隔绝的。
There's nothing can separate us away from the love of God.
因为这个爱是在基督里的哦。
Because this is love is in Christ.
叫我们在一切的事上能够得胜又得胜，是得胜有余。
So we can have a victory over victory on everything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
神实在是恩待我们。
God truly loves us.
道太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
万物都是从他出来的。
And through Him all things were made.
借他造的。
And created through Him.
但是, 生命在他里头。
In Him was life.
这个生命就是人的光。
And that life was the light of man.
你我也要有好行为。
We need to have a good deed.
像光能够照在人前。
It's like the light shine before man.
我们行事为人, 立志行事, 都是神在我们里面运作。
And every time we think and we walk, it is according to God within us.
是为了要彰显他的秘密。
It is to manifest His glory.
我想 不是号筒响了吧？
It's not that trumpet is blown.
我们唱一首诗歌628首。
Let us sing a hymn 628.
祷告的时候，我要请问亲爱的弟兄姊妹及在主里蒙恩的人，已经得救的。
During the prayer, I want to ask brothers and sisters who has been blessed.
你愿意像主一样能够流露神的恩，流露他的恩典吗
？Are you willing to manifest His grace just like our Lord?
你愿意活出神的话吗
？Are you willing to live out the words of God?
你愿意归荣耀给神吗
？Are you willing to give glory to God？
你如果愿意，可不可以向神表示？请你举手。
If you are willing, can you raise your hand？
请放下，请放下。
To our Lord，
请放下。我要问那个今天不知道为什么，或者因着你的家人，或者因为这样，但是你还正在追求或者还不认识主的人，
I want to ask friends who you don't know why, but you come here maybe with your families or friends.
你愿意进入这个救恩吗
Are you willing to come into this salvation?
你愿意在生活上也有引导吗
Are you willing to be led in your daily life?
要跟这些蒙恩的人一起在恩典中来盼望神的荣耀吗
Are you willing to come into this hope of glory with those who have been saved.
如果今天的话语对你扎心，请你也举手。
If it's truly the word pierces your heart,
请放下。
Please raise your hand.
请放下。主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话是生命，是灵。
Your life is life.
你落在人的里面，叫人能够更改改变。
Come into our hearts and can transform us. Transform us.
叫我们能够像你。
So that we'll be like you.
主，我们感谢多年来你在这里的带领。
Lord, we thank you for your guidance so many years.
当我们在这个年末了的时候
，in this end of year，
我们一可一起能够因为有知恩能够感恩。
Let us can see the grace to us and give thanks to you。
一起来能够说主啊，我愿意把我的心归向你。
Let us say together that Lord, may our heart be all unto you。
是因为你吸引我们，叫我们都快跑的跟随你。
Because you attract us that so that we all run。To you.
谢谢你从年头到年尾，你看顾这个地。
Lord, thank you. You're looking at us from the beginning to the end of the year.
你得你配得的荣耀。
May all the glory be to you.
应得的颂赞。
And you are worthy of all the honor and glory.
但是我们主，我们向你承认我们不完全。
And we confess that we are not perfect.
所以我们愿意有一个心愿。
But we have a heart.
愿主耶稣基督的恩典。
May the grace of Lord Jesus Christ,
神的慈爱,
the love of Heavenly Father,
圣灵的交通,
the movement of the Holy Spirit,
能够常与我们众人同在,
be with us always.
颂赞荣耀都归给你,
all the glory and honor be to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.